here's how to get your name in the newspaper. Walk across the road reading one.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It's time for a new episode of our ever-popular The Good Report, brought to you by the Brewhaha Coffee Company, featuring our brand new flavor, Java the Hut. We begin with our top five funniest actual headlines. Number five, breathing oxygen linked to staying alive. It's true. This came from the Mason County News. Next thing you know, someone will discover a link between walking and leaving the house. Number four, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, forecasters call for weather on Monday. That's right. We're not sure about Tuesday, so enjoy it while you can. Number three, most earthquake damage is caused by shaking. Number two, Thursday is canceled. This was actually on April Fool's Day, a headline. Now, if we could just cancel Monday. And our number one funniest actual headline from a small town newspaper which publishes the police log, police arrest everyone on February 22nd. Everyone! Wow, I wonder what happened to Grandpa. Now I know. In other news we are not making up, a semi-truck with brake trouble pulled into a truck stop in Big Cabin, Oklahoma, only to have its tires ignite and set off its payload. 27,000 pounds of women's aerosol deodorant cans. Fire Chief Kevin Oakley said the exploding deodorant cans looked like Roman candles. Thankfully, no one was injured. To a certain degree, one reporter tweeted, the scene smelled lovely. I'm just glad they weren't cans of laughing gas. You know, people would have smelled funny. Okay, next story. TikTok is a short video sharing social media platform. One of its rising stars is 31-year-old Samantha Ramsdale, now known worldwide for her big mouth. She can fit in four single-stacked cheeseburgers, or three donuts, or a large order of fries. Do not try this at home. Guinness World Records has confirmed that Samantha's is the world's largest mouth gape for a female. It measures 6.56 centimeters tall, that is 2.5 inches, and over 10 centimeters wide, or 4 inches. Once teased for her big mouth, she says, "It is now one of the best things about me." As for the male record, it belongs to the pride of Minnesota, Isaac Johnson, whose grin is pretty much the identical size of Samantha's. You might say the two are a dentist's dream. Isaac can get his mouth around a Pringles chip container and fit in a soda can. Ow! Well, the strangest thing I can remember eating on purpose was a bug. I was speaking at a youth conference. One young guy dared me to eat a black and red bug, so I crunched it down publicly. I was making a point about peer pressure, and I had their undivided attention about then, and for the rest of the weekend, too. Trust me, I didn't enjoy what went into my mouth that day. But the Bible teaches that it's more important to guard what comes out of our mouths. Do you explode in anger, gossip, or speak words that damage and hurt? Years ago, I wore a mouth guard in hockey. I still need one. In Psalm 141, the psalmist prayed, "Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips." What a prayer for all of us living in a fractured society. Today, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in God's sight. And whatever the size of our mouths, may we learn to keep them shut more often. Wayne Hansen would agree. He is a self-described educator who was quoted in a newspaper when he said, "Bugs flying around with wings are flying bugs." I'll have to try one of those sometime.
Promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.